560 KBMW.
So no numbers today, Sherry Bell. No numbers.
No numbers.
Sherry and from Action Realty, of course, talking real estate every Tuesday. It's what we do here. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good to see you in. And no numbers available. That's Steve's department.
But I did have somebody ask me the other day. They said, you know, Sherry, I want to buy a house, but I don't want to contend with these high interest rates for the life of the loan.
Okay.
Makes complete sense.
Yeah.
So, you know, my advice to them, lock in right now at your rate, whatever it may be, and then down the road when our interest rates swing back down, refinance. You kind of get the best of both worlds.
Okay.
So, you know, our interest rates, they're bound to come back, you know, and drop down. I firmly believe we're in election year, so that they will come down. But it's a great time to purchase and wait for those rates to come down and refinance.
So, locking them down. You talk about do you have options as far as interest rates go?
You know, I think you do your homework definitely, because some of the financial institutions are a little bit lower than the next. So, you know, that's a big key, and even a 0.5% or whatever is going to make a difference in the life of the loan. So, yeah, definitely do your homework. There are some programs out there.
Fantastic. Hey, I got a question.
Yep.
Because you got some years of experience. You know what you're doing in the world of real estate. Do you have, and I'm sure you do, this probably goes without saying, a checklist, a mental checklist when you go into a home and somebody's looking to sell? You walk in, do the tumblers just fall in your head and go, okay, 1 through 10, this is what I'm looking for?
You know, when I walk into a house, I really kind of just go in with an open mind. Mm-hmm. And then at that point, when I usually meet with the seller and go through any issues that I see in the property that could stop financing, I'll let the seller know that, because then they can prepare. You know, there's a couple things such as exterior peeling paint on certain loans that will stop a loan from closing.
Seriously?
Seriously.
It comes down to paint.
Peeling paint on the exterior. Yep. If it depends on the loan, FHA is one of them. Any government-backed loan will require paint to be corrected.
I didn't know they were sticklers for that kind of thing.
Oh, yes.
Okay,
yep.
So it does get that specific.
It sure can, yep.
So what's the first thing you look for when you walk in? You yourself, what are your years of experience train you to look for?
Well, the first thing when I drive up to a property, I look at the roof, because that, number one, can be a very expensive fix. And, you know, there again, it may not qualify for financing if the roof is too far gone. But otherwise, when I come into a property, I'll just go with that general feel of how the property feels. You know, is it more of a closed off property? Is it an open concept? Does it need some updating? You know, what can we do to hopefully increase the value on that property for the seller?
What about foundation? Do you look at that too?
Definitely. That's okay. A big one. You know, in our area, sump pumps are a big thing, and wet basements are a part of our life. But yeah, I do definitely check that out as well.
So you're trained enough. I mean, you pull up to a property, you can actually look at a roof and go, okay, it's good, it's bad.
Yeah, there's definitely things that we look for. And, you know, we talk with the seller, you know, this, depending on the type of loan, this may not pass for financing.
Mm-hmm.
But we have different options. You know, we do our best for the client to help them through all those processes.
Do you ever walk into a perfect 10 where you walk in and go, okay, this is a slam dunk. It's got everything that they need to sell?
You know, actually, I did, and this was a number of years ago. And generally, when we have a home inspection, there's always something that the home inspector finds, which is great, because then they're doing their job.
Right.
But I walked into this particular house, and it was meticulous. You know, there wasn't a chip paint in the house. It was outstanding. And there happened to be just one little thing that was found in the home inspection, which was awesome.
Okay. Well, it's got to make your job a lot easier.
Oh, it definitely does. Yep.
So let's talk new listings. You got anything new or good stuff out there?
Yeah, I've got one that I'm working on in Hankinson.
Okay.
Pretty excited about that one. So, you know, it's slowed just a tiny bit, but we're hoping that things still increase with the fall weather.
All right. One other question, too, before we wrap it up.
Yep.
I saw orange lights over there, and I'm thinking, you know, is Sherry getting into the Halloween spirit over there?
I am.
Orange decorating lights?
I am.
Yeah?
I love all the holidays. So
I know you do. That's why I've asked it. It's like, yeah. I bet she's getting a Halloween crazy
over
there.
Well, more so fall decorations right now, but in a couple weeks I'll get the Halloween stuff out.
Are you a fan of pumpkin spice?
Not really.
No, I'm not either. No. I was going to say, no. I was kind of hesitant to even bring it up because I don't even like mentioning that.
I'm really not, so and I'm fine without it.
All right. But just the Halloween spirit, does that kind of kick you off and then the other holidays just fall in line?
Oh, yeah. I'm you know, Christmas is my favorite. My second favorite is Thanksgiving. So, yeah, once we pass Halloween, Sherry's in happy gear.
All right. Hey, what's your phone number at Action Realty if people want more info?
642-4700.
Or just stop into their location there right here on Dakota Avenue. Always great to have you in here. Always good conversations with you. Sherry Bell from Action Realty. We're talking real estate every Tuesday. It's what we do here at Voice of the Valley, AM 1450 KBMW. Good morning.
He was working through college. My grandpa's farm.